In Canada, wind energy would seem a natural fit for northern windy coastal communities. But the CBC's Jackie Sharkey reports, so far it's not lived up to its promise. She has this story on a wind energy project in Rankin Inlet.
Strong, steady winds are ideal conditions for a windmill, and something Rankin Inlet has got in spades. But since it was installed in 2000, the hamlet's windmill has barely budged. Mike Urima is with the Kudluk Energy Corporation.
The reason the windmill wasn't running was for safety reasons. We did not have access to repair the tip brakes, which was the problem why it wasn't running. The tip brakes prevent a windmill from overspeeding in high winds.
The tip brakes worked too well. They would activate even during ideal wind conditions, keeping the turbine from producing any power. Now that it's fixed, Rankin Inlet has the only working wind turbine in the territory. Cambridge Bay and Coogaruk both had them, but Coogaruk's was struck by lightning in 2000, and Cambridge Bay's collapsed 2 years later. Megan Bennett is the director of Nunavut's Energy Secretariat. She says in spite of these problems, wind power could still be an energy option for some communities.
It would become part of the bigger work that we're doing. We're looking at wind and all other alternative energy potentials for communities across Nunavut. Some of the plans for expanding, for example, looking at wind farms, would also have to take into account capital requirements.
Bennett says diesel wind hybrids could be in store for communities needing power plant upgrades, but no decisions have been made just yet on the future of wind power in Nunavut. Jackie Sharkey, Rankin Inlet.